Acupuncture is not just a treat me when I'm ill therapy. It can also be used to help prevent illness. That's according to Sue Kalichinska, an acupuncturist at Shen Shakti in London.
Traditionally, in ancient China, acupuncture was given at the change of season, which tends to be a vulnerable time. People would attend for these treatments and they'd pay for those, but if they got sick in between, they were treated for free, which is a great scheme, you know, as long as everybody does it. It would be a fantastic way of having a real NHS. These days, I do tend to find people come for something and then they realise that they would like to continue with preventative treatment when they're better. Modern lifestyle, maybe every 6 weeks, because it's not just about how the weather is affecting us, it's also about how the stresses in our lives are affecting us.
And what kinds of things can it prevent?
When a person attends, we always take a full case history. So we would look at any family issues. Say, for example, if arthritis or high blood pressure was running in the family, and you can do work to prevent that. We also look at their tongue and their pulse, which again can pick up things that may not have manifested yet, but are indications of something in a potential. And we also can look at the Chinese astrology of the person, which can show, depending on when they're born, possible risks of certain ailments.
Would it be that would actually be able to sort of nip those in the bud, or is it more that you can reduce them a little bit or advise in some way or something? How does the prevention actually work?
Depending on the situation, for example, if someone comes with a very early indication of something, you're very likely to be able to help to nip it in the bud, as you put it. But if it's something that's perhaps already more established in the person's constitution, you can do a lot to help to minimise the consequences.
So would you use it alongside something else then, or would you think that the acupuncture on its own would be enough to do that?
You certainly would also look at dietary situation, because a lot of issues can be aggravated by inappropriate diet to a person's constitution. You might also look at lifestyle, and there's emotional and psychological aspects to any illness, or any potential illness. All of this is taken into account. We'd ask for a full case history, then we would diagnose with the pulse and the tongue, and they would have the usual full-length acupuncture treatment. I usually see people for about an hour, but the needles will be in according to the pulse, so the length of time the needles are in is anywhere around 20 to 30 minutes. If, however, they're coming for facial acupuncture, that would be a bit longer, 30 to 40 minutes for the needles.
And what is the pulse actually telling you?
Well, the pulse has different positions and depths. There are three positions and two depths on each side. These positions relate not just to the heart, but to all the different organs and systems in the body, because the blood flows through all of them. And over the centuries, the ancient Chinese found that there was a link between the behaviour of those organs and the different pulse positions.
So you can work out whether an organ is operating at its full capacity or whether it's a bit sluggish or something like that?
Yes, exactly, yes.
And then the acupuncture is a good treatment in order to sort of give that organ a little bit of a perk up?
Indeed, yes. So the pulse is great because you can not only use it to diagnose before you start the treatment, but you can monitor how well the treatment is working. As you may have noticed when I was treating you, I don't just leave you, I feel the pulse regularly. Keep a check if there's any redness around the needles and so on. All of this is good indication of how the treatment is progressing.
That's Sue Kalichinska from Shen Shakti in London. For more information, see acupuncture-helps.co.uk.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.